I think one of the things we found during the recent public consultation, there were two issues that really worried people. One was transport and one was local health provision. And I think anything we can do now through this new designation that helps make the town a healthier place is obviously to be welcomed.
And do you think in the long run it might encourage more people to actually want to live there?
Yes, I do. I think one of the things that's going on in society is that people are very concerned about the way new communities are planned and the way they're built and the way they're designed. And I think if we can get that right and make this a healthier place to live, I'm sure it's one of those things on a new buyer's checklist. And that's exactly what we want to see. Dartford has a very, very healthy and buoyant property market. But quite frankly, we need to introduce a lot of quality into that to make sure that people are getting the homes and the lifestyles that they need.
Among these plans, lots of green spaces, cycle routes, easy access to GPs, a lack of fast food outlets around schools. A lot of people would say, well, that's what should be going on everywhere, not just in these new developments. Would you agree?
I completely agree with that. I mean, I think one of the things we've got wrong as a society is that we've put health on the back burner when it comes to community design. We have to get that right. We have to be stronger with our policies. We don't want to restrict people's rights and abilities to live the life they want to live. But quite frankly, when it comes to delivering health, that's in everyone's interest to see. So, yes, I think we must be more careful with our new developments. We need to go backwards too and actually make sure that those that we've existing communities we have are retrofitted for health, really. And that's a big part of the plan. But days like this help us to look forward with some confidence on the new ones anyway.